I'm so grateful to be here tonight, and thank you all for the beautiful testimonies so far. I'm so grateful to learn what patience really means and how to work or practice while waiting for unfoldment of a desire. So many years ago, I didn't know this, and all I knew was patience is a virtue, but I didn't practice patience. And I have learned through science that first of all, if I have any desire to trust it to God, let it to God, which is give it to His care. And in the time of waiting, to do something, not just wait and rather focus on the fear and the doubt that can continue whilst you're waiting. I'm so grateful to have learned through Mrs. Eddy's works and all the articles I've read that in that time, I am to learn more about God, to learn more about trusting Him from my own experiences, what He has done in my life, and also from the Bible, all the things that we read about, to help me to have more faith in God, to lose the doubting and the insecurity that can really overcome one when things don't seem to be moving anywhere. We learn that God is working all the time. And when I'm waiting for something to unfold, it is more beneficial to focus on His power, to really work to know that there is only one power, and that power never stops working, and to expect that there will be an answer. I used to have so many difficulties with making decisions, although we've been told to trust God with all our problems, till I was rather holding on to the problem instead of letting God, and in that time of waiting, just looking more for the understanding of who God is, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, everywhere, every time, with us all the time. I'm just so grateful for what Mrs. Eddy has explained, what patience is, the way she uses planting to explain it, how plants grow, what we should be doing, clearing our thoughts during that time of all the little foxes, the selfishness, resentment, impatience, and all those things. This is what I've learned to use that time for. And I'm so grateful that God never fails when we wait long enough correctly. He sure has the answer. Always on time, not a minute late. So grateful to be here tonight. So grateful for Christ Jesus, what He taught, Mrs. Eddy, what she has explained to us. And I'm so grateful to be a part of a church where this truth is being practiced and others are learning from it. I'm happy to be here tonight.